my man Carlin Brown, shout out to Point Advising, just put out some very vulnerable yet needed content via his story. He basically made a message to a lot of people that have been emailing, asking for his service, or different individuals, including myself, hitting them up, wanting something to collab or whatever. And he basically just said, you know, he's apologizing to us that he's had to retreat and focus on self, focus on him, his family. And the part that hits my heart the hardest is that he said, with Point Advising, he can't continue at the rate he used to because it's just not sustainable. Basically, the money not coming in for him to pay so much attention to it, to do it for his family. And I've known this. This is something I've paid attention to before getting to the point that we are where we evolve. This is why empowerment of current athletes, but most important, empowering former pro athletes who are now entrepreneurs that service our community is really close to my heart, because they the ones that get pushed out due to not being able to sustain or not being able to scale. And they walk away from the game with so much more knowledge and so much more want to give compared to the current agents and individuals in the business who, as we know, many never played, and they see it as a business and they hold the stones. A lot of you see that I post a symbol, hashtag a symbol, and I don't know if you guys get it, why I say a symbol, but when I watched Infinity War and when Captain America said right at the end where we thought they might lose, and he looked and he said, "Avengers assemble," and they all came out the little other metaverse or wherever they came from, I shed a tear. Like, I actually cried at that point. I was so emotional because just the thought of coming together against something we all know is crucial, but it's not easy to get everybody to assemble. And it wasn't easy for them in that movie, but they did it. But anyway, when it comes back to Carlin, and when it comes back to him, or let's say a Sean McCaw, people that I actually validate 100%, I have no reservations about if they really, really for the culture, they are. They are the ones I do it for, to empower, to magnify their voice in their businesses, because that's how we win. That's empowering them is how we clean up all the other issues we see in the sports world. The reason we constantly end with the same arguments, same shit, no matter what level, we all have the same stuff. Some people get injured, some people deal with not being confident, some people get done dirty by the business, or they're not done dirty, it's just they didn't know the business and they had nobody in their circle who actually paid attention to really help them understand that business, because people like a Carlin are pushed out because they're unable to really sustain. They have to take care of them once they're done. They have to move on to doing what's best for them unless we empower them. Those of us that are still in the game, we have the leverage with our brands. We have to utilize that to push those who we know are for us to the top, to make sure they are the ones that can be key decision makers, because ultimately we as athletes have that power. Can't be one. It can't be me. It can't be one other person. So watching his story, man, really touches my heart. And that's the whole point of why me, my team, and other people sit to figure this shit out. Not to be in this business and say, well, I hooped, I want to be in this business. But nobody care about this damn business. We care about the humans that are going through this business, who happen to be tagged as athletes, and how they transition, and how we help their businesses, or how we help their careers, whether it be starting college, whether it be starting high school, whether they're about to be a rookie coming over across the seas, or a young amateur going the other way across the seas to go play in one of these bullshit-ass colleges. This is why. And I think we gotta wake the fuck up and pay attention to how it's going. Pay attention to ours. Pay attention to the simplest shit. I'm not posting or liking shit that I don't think is really for the culture. I'm not posting nothing just to say, well, everybody else is doing it, I'm going to post because everybody on there. No, if I don't know you for the culture, I'm not posting you. And so if you see me not posting you and you in the overseas space, there's your answer. I don't fuck with you unless I know for sure and I've had a conversation. Everybody I post, everybody that I highlight, I've talked to. And I still pay attention to how they moving so I can constantly validate. And that takes time. And that takes time. Community takes time. Real community takes time to build. A real society takes time to build. But I'm not moving fast with when it comes to humans and who's on the team and who not on the team. But I'm going to say Carlin is one that's on the team. And I know I got my own big battle of things to figure out. And I know my resources. I'm trying to hold on to my resources to build what I want to build to help. And that's the thing we all trying to do to give. But we got to make sure we all taken care of. But when we assemble, when we come together, that's how we all sustain. And that's the whole point of assemble. Because we working in silos. And we all saying, yeah, I appreciate what you're doing, but really, are we in rooms when we think about something? Are we making sure we get that to Carlin? Are we making sure we get this to Sean? We got to learn how we make this shit work. I did another Jory What Now where I said we don't know how to make it work. We haven't seen it done, but that's the opportunity we're faced with. That's the opportunity we're faced with. I'm really, you know, it's motivation. It got me ramped up because this is it. Like, he has so much knowledge and care to give. And that's why a new model has to be created to make sure people like him, Tony Easley's, certain players out here stay in the ecosystem. So now it's not just, oh, the dude that went to, that's in his hometown that he's living in right now, find him and say, oh, cool. No, globally, somebody that connects to his journey specifically can connect to him. That needs to happen, and that is imperative to the future of athletes as all this shit with NFTs, NIL, all of this changing on the business. This is big money that's growing, bro. But where are we? Are we assembled to fight this war that's coming? And I don't care. No, people can say I'm tripping. This is a war about to come. Are we prepared to fight back for our rights? Are we prepared to fight for our youth? And I'm going to close on this. Don't allow the industry to take the culture and sell it back to your fucking kids. No. Don't go give the culture out for free. They repackage that shit and sell it to your kids. I'm getting out of here.